Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Get older, losing my hair many years from now. Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
I'm going to say something that I don't usually say.
Oh, God, this scares me when you say this.
I'm very grateful for our show and for you.
Okay.
I'm scared. See, I'm being nice.
I'm being scared.
Because we were, we were on to Love to See It, Bachelor podcast. They do other things, and you're so afraid of what I'm going to say.
I'm so afraid of what you're going to say, right? Y'all, if y'all can see the video, I'm just like,
No, I'm saying it's like, and then I guess I forget how horrible the things that I say are until other people are hearing them. Because I think they were, y'all, both Emma and Lee could roll with the punches on Love to See It. But, like, of course I said some crazy shit that came off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And at one point I did say that I'd finally figured out what Gary's voice reminded me of. And it was fundamentalist FLDS church leader Warren Jeffs. And Emma's eyes were filled with horror.
Because this man is beloved.
You need the priesthood, and you must keep sweet and obey.
And Lee's face just went, I need to be somewhere else. Like both of them.
she was talking about her kids shitting on her in a diaper, and she wished she could have been there again.
I'm thankful to be on our show where I can say things where you chastise me, and also you don't know who Warren Jeffs is, so it's not as big of a deal.
I've heard of him.
But both of them knew who, y'all. You will never be able to get it out of your head. I've ruined Gary's voice for all of you now, because it's a little Warren Jeffsy. It's a little bit like, yes, and there's a little bit more here, and yes,
I can't take you places.
If you've never heard those recordings of him, it is blood chilling, and now I hear it every time Gary speaks.
Right.
So I'm giving that to you.
Best of luck, Teresa.
I've ruined everything.
I did tell them on the show, you ruin everything. It's not me. It's always you. Some things I will participate in.
I totally
admit, always you.
I am a ruiner.
I will ruin
everything you love. I will say,
you've ruined Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan.
I'm naturally this way. It's not something I try to do. It just happens.
I think you ruined. Was it Scattergories? I forgot, some game or something. You ruin everything.
Yeah. And you know what? Things need to be ruined. That's how we progress in this world.
Welcome to Golden Bachelor, everybody.
Our Bachelor. And then I realized our Bachelor shows are not going to be like the others.
No, they're not going to be. If you're here to get welcome, this is Reality Gaze. I'm Maddie, and that's JK, aka Poodle.
Yes.
Gay Poodle. if you want a play-by-play of everything that is happening on Golden Bachelor, what's happening in the Bachelor Nation, like what's in the universe.
And people who've been watching it for a long time and have expert knowledge about The Bachelor, this isn't that show.
It's not us. We're very excited to cover this. We're excited to jump into Bachelor, but we just wanted to try something new. We were tired of seeing, honestly, Brandon and Mary from The Other Way of 90 Day Fiancé. We're just so sad. We needed something happy in our
lives. And something joyous so I can tear it all down.
So that we did cover one episode of Bachelor of Heart or Bachelor
Listen
heart,
to Your Heart.
Music. Listen to My Heart.
Oh,
listen
that was heart. So awful. That was a car wreck.
Did we do one episode or did we say we were going to do the whole series?
No,
I
watched all of it because that's how sick I was. That was a pandemic fever dream. It was like in the very beginning of quarantine. And there was that woman who was like obsessed with the guy until she liked someone else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was bad. It was really bad. So anyway, we're not going to be... Listen to Love to See It if you want to play by play. We'll listen to it anyway. We had a great time.
I just feel like I threw them sometimes with, I told them about how I thought Ellen was a scammer talking about Roberta.
And they're like, and they looked at you like, you do know Roberta is dead, right? And this season is dedicated to her.
Is she?
Yeah, y'all, tinfoil Hattie doesn't play well with others.
There was a moment where I think one of the producers wanted to stop the show.
I think so, because Poodle made them so uncomfortable.
Realized I had to play nicer, because that's just not their show. And sometimes I need to test my boundaries like a child.
I will say what I can get away with. You might disagree about this. In some ways you can, but for the most part, I don't know if you don't read the room well or if you just don't care about the
room.
But I think it's also a little bit of both, because sometimes you'll say something and then I see people's faces and their eyes bulge out and you keep going.
No, it's one of my favorite things. I love to do that.
You might want to think about your business partnership, you know, sometimes.
You're fine. I'm not worried about you.
Because Christina just takes things. I just message her after the show and say, take that out, Christina. And she does it. But we can't do that in real life.
When I called Ellen and Roberta scammers and questioned whether Roberta was actually a friend of Ellen's and not a paid actress, abject horror on the face of both women.
Anyway, it's a great episode. Be sure to listen to that.
We did have a good time. They weren't into that.
At the end, they said, we should do this again. It went up very high. They were really sweet.
And then I'm going to make it even worse. If we go on their show again, I'm going to be Poodle 3.0.
They're going to come on our show probably. And you need to be
our show.
You need to be a little kinder.
I was kind. I just was.
Yeah, I don't know that. Golden Bachelor. we need to move on. Episode 2 of season 1. I did not get the name of this episode. Did you?
Episode 2.
Oh, there's not a name for it. I don't think so. Okay.
Maybe there was. It's episode 2. I will say, we had a really good time, but if you enjoy people's being slightly uncomfortable, which I do enjoy,
you do.
You'll love that show.
check it out. It's not a collab. It's just on their feed. So wherever you listen to podcasts.
We had a good time, though. We had a good time. You told some Oklahoma story, and at one point,
they had the same look when I told this Oklahoma story, actually, of when you were uncomfortable.
Yes.
So I think, oh, wow.
We're the same.
We're the same.
At one point, Emma covered her face and was embarrassed.
It was embarrassed. It was a shame covering. Oh, God.
And then Lee tried to move on. but she didn't know where to go yet.
Because I hadn't finished the story. She doesn't know that you can't move on.
We can't go other places.
Oh, God. I'm the problem, too. Yeah. Fuck.
We can't go other places. We don't always mesh. And it's the Bachelor world is interesting. What I'm realizing, and I think we just did a Love Is Blind crossover with two black girls, one rose. I think we can really be raunchy with them.
Justine and Natasha, they are our people.
They're fine.
They get us. Yeah, they get us.
Yeah, they wouldn't blink twice that I called Ellen a scammer.
No, they would. And Natasha, we talked about, y'all, that episode's, it should be dropping soon, either today or tomorrow.
They fun.
But our episode, we cover, well, briefly, it's not as in-depth as our coverage of Love is Blind on RG Plus. Yeah, we do much longer in-depth. But we kind of do an overview of the season and also episodes 8 through 9. But Natasha said some shit that actually made Poodle's hair coil. So like,
she screamed.
She could go hoe to hoe with you.
Yeah, I agree. They were a good. It felt like old home week there. We were fine. Yeah,
we had a great time with them. So that episode's going to drop. We've got more collabs coming too, with some Love Is Blind and also Golden Bachelor.
It's called Vanessa Lachey's St. John's suit. I'm still laughing about that. By the way, I need to point out, people came for you on Patreon saying, I don't blame Poodle for not going to a child's birthday party without a child. So
I didn't see those comments.
They're there. A lot of them.
Oh,
when I said I thought a birthday invitation for a child was a courtesy that I didn't think I needed to go.
I'm not saying you don't need to go. I'm a childless gay man. I'm not saying you don't need to go. I say you do need to respond.
I thought it was a courtesy.
Yeah, I think that thinking is flawed. You just click a button that says no. It's 2 seconds.
I was out of town.
You were not.
No, I was going to be out of town. Then my plans changed. So that's why I kind of.
But you weren't going to go. I agree with you. You don't have to go.
No, I was never going to go. I was just trying to figure out a way to do it. No, we had a huge thing on our Patreon, our RG Plus of our class list, where I did not show up to our friend's child's birthday party. And
no,
like,
not.
Why would anyone expect me to show up at a child's birthday party?
I mean, in defense, if I had a child and they had a birthday party, I wouldn't invite you.
Exactly.
I would just know.
You would know.
There's just no point. First of all, you're not going to play nice with others. And second of all, you're going to push my child out of the way to eat the cake first.
You know what?
The kids are going to be hitting the pinata and you're just going to walk up and grab the stick going, this is taking too long.
Everyone's,
and just slam it.
Everyone's way too polite when it comes to cake. The way that people say, oh, I'm not going to be first. Oh, I'm not. No, I'm the first in line.
You are.
Let's move on.
I'm in front of the children. I've seen it happen. Don't get it twisted. It's real.
The thing is, they don't know. They like crap cake. They like, as long as it's really, really sweet, they don't give
a fuck.
You do.
You pick it up and then you immediately take a bite and then you announce to everyone if it's good cake or not. You'll go, good cake, or you'll go, it's not good, not good. And then everybody standing in line just goes.
And then I still eat it.
Oh, then you eat it in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And still get a second piece.
Yeah. Very few things in this world are as rewarding as cake.
We are not sponsored by cake. We have to move on.
God, I would love that. Just generically sponsored. Reality Gaze, sponsored by cake. You know you want it.
Isn't that a lube company is called Cake?
I don't think so.
I think they're like very much marketing to like gay. Yes. That guy who said he never was going to do OnlyFans, who now does OnlyFans, markets them.
That's all of them.
That's all of them. No, the one who was in all those gay movies, the guy with the dark hair and the beautiful
Chris
blue
Salvatore.
Eyes.
Chris Salvatore.
Yes.
Boy, that pyramid game didn't take long.
That really wrote off your tongue on that one.
He has a huge penis. I've seen it before he was on OnlyFans. Not in person.
You know people that slept with him?
No, got leaked to a bunch of people.
How many times did he come in the gay bookstore?
You know,
or was he not popular?
We had him for an event. And he.
I've heard he's nice, actually.
He was fine. He's like any gorgeous gay guy you meet. They're so fucking into themselves, they barely have time for anyone else.
Unless they're other gorgeous people.
Yes.
Y'all,
yes.
I don't know. Maybe straight people do this as well. It happened. We're going to talk about it on Toe, but we went to the premiere of The House of Villains that's on E! Last night. We had a great time. We met Anfisa. We met Jazz. And
Jazz?
Or what's his name that you met that you loved?
Jax! Jax Taylor! I'm never... Now I'm going to call him Jazz Taylor. We met Jazz. That's like that. It's like the trans kid, Jazz. I am Jazz. Yes, Jazz Taylor. He was wearing a flapper dress and a head and a one of those flapper hats.
Yeah. Y'all, I didn't know who any of these people were, but Poodle did. Anyway, we did see Dance Moms. Poodle didn't believe me. I said, that's
Abby Lee Miller. She's in a wheelchair.
He said, that's not her. And then I looked at her. I was like, that is her.
And I went, you're right. It is her.
We don't know why, because I watched Dance Moms. I don't know why she's in a wheelchair. I don't really care. I do care. I don't actually. No, I don't. But I'm not going to say I care when I don't. And
we don't tell all, but we're going to talk about it on Toe.
We're going to talk about this on Toe. That was the whole point of this. We're going to talk about it on Toe. So be sure to listen to that. I don't think you're getting, y'all, Selling the OC is coming back.
Selling Sunset.
That's what I said.
We just had Selling the OC.
Oh, you know what? It's just because I read that. What's his name? Left the Oppenheimer Group. That's the big news now.
Tyler.
Shocker. He went to his dad. Yeah. Selling Sunset is coming back. Selling Sunset season. The first week on November 7th. No, I think it's November 3rd.
November 3rd.
So we will be covering that. That will be anyone. Well, it's really for anyone on the, because it's on our $5
RG
tier.
RG plus $5 mm-hmm. tier. And so, the first episode will be on the public feed.
Yeah. And then you can try before you buy. Because... what are we saying? October is hand tossed, but I told Poodle, he sent that to me. I said, is November stuffed crust?
I don't want to follow I don't want to follow the pizza metaphor. We're going in different metaphors. So
but
we
no,
need to change it up.
We did hand tossed and
no,
then
we did fully loaded, which is
but
one
the
way.
Pizza was, but you said the pizza you saw it was fully loaded.
But it was fully loaded, hand tossed. The next need to be, but that was a playoff. You're not the best with coming up with.
I'm actually really good at branding, you dickhead. I'm very good at branding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I brand you. Everybody loves Little Devil Poodle. You're welcome. That was all me.
So unselfish. That was all me.
I'm just saying what you said. It wasn't me. That is, I'm just smoking a cigar. I made you who you are, Poods.
Can we start with the Bachelor recap? That people who don't know us have just sat through 15 minutes.
That's true. Here's a little bottle. I ration, instead of food and supplies, I ration lube so you can't fuck unless you get lube from me. Yeah.
Jesus, that's weird.
Let's move on. Golden Bachelor, episode 2. Y'all are horrid fried right now. Welcome to reality gaze. Okay.
And Gary says,
cute ladies, you must keep sweet and obey.
Sweet and open. We see this house. How would you describe? You know, this is a bachelor house. It's been zhuzhed up, as Carson Kressley would say.
Yes.
I feel like to me, this house is now serving Hobby Lobby exotic.
I thought it was very Kohl's collection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very similar. Similar.
But Kohl's collection
See, I think Kohl's is almost too trendy. Whereas Hobby Lobby, because we don't shop at Hobby Lobby because they don't like
it. I think it was a little too trendy for Hobby Lobby, though.
I guess I didn't think it did look trendy. To me, it was like someone walked into Hobby Lobby and said, yes, I'm redoing my son got me a bottle of olive oil in Italy. So I'm going to redo my kitchen. I want it to look Tuscan villa with some Moroccan stuff.
Oh, I know what it was. Dumb Down Cost Plus World Market.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
But only the Italian stuff.
There you go.
The African stuff is too racy, and the Middle Eastern stuff is too racy.
Just the Italian stuff.
The Italian stuff. Plus World Market.
So the generic version of Cost Plus, if they had an Atlas, it cost less. Cost less USA market.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it served.
So the women, the ladies are coming in very excited, kind of in a what I called this, almost like they were sacking this mansion, like just knocking people out of the way to get into their new digs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pillaging.
They weren't very happy when they saw the bunk beds.
No, I wouldn't be happy. But these are women who've had knee replacements. I would not be climbing up there every night. I'm still afraid I might fall off in a bunk bed because I'm a restless sleeper. Oh, I would need those. We had bunk beds for a while, and my mother had to put the things on the sides because I would toss and turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Like shocking, someone I know.
Like someone on a ship or a train sleeping.
Or what was her name? Lucy needed those because she'd fall off because she got so drunk on Below Deck.
Oh, Below Deck. Yes, yes, yes. What? So do you think that they, with, speaking of your mother, what do you feel like Mother Poodle would say if she saw a bunk bed when she walked into a room?
Absolutely not. God. I need my own bed and my own room. I'm gonna go stay at what's a nice hotel around here? Is there a Hyatt?
Jaybird, find your mama Hyatt. I don't know how to work this. I don't know how to work this computer.
But I'm not paying more than $120 a night.
Robbery. What I thought too. We talk about bunk beds. Can you imagine how bad the mattresses are? I can't sleep on a bad mattress anymore.
Awful. No.
Just, oh, y'all.
These women aren't sleeping.
These are not beauty rests. These are not purples. They're not nectars. They're some fucking piece of plastic.
I guarantee you the back pain that these women had after they slept. I have the same back pain when I sleep on a bed like that.
Yes. Yes.
They had to have a masseur come over.
It's true. And I like that April says, this is like big girl camp, and I never liked camp.
April, I'm living for everything April says. Everything feels like she's about to go fuck shit up at any moment, and I cannot wait. I'm hoping we'll have just like a slap fight where she just wrestles a woman and both their clothes are off.
Wow. Again, that's what you're rooting for. So Jesse shows up. He's got a card. I didn't get her name. Which woman is the one that was really confused?
Nancy. And a lot of these women, y'all, have never watched the show. And so Jesse kind of shows up and he's kind of like, y'all know what I'm here for. And they just stare at him like they don't know what's going to happen next. They don't know what they should say.
The editors literally could have put in blink, blink, blink.
He's
blink.
Like, hey, here's, and he throws down this little date card. And then Nancy goes, what's that?
And
the purity of he's like, I've been doing this for a while now. I'm a little taken down a couple notches that none of you ladies know. I have to explain this to you.
He almost kind of broke character. You see him kind of laugh and go,
she went, what's that?
Because I think he stopped himself from turning around to Brewster and going, the fuck?
Yes.
But he said, that's a date card. Are you going to open it? And he's like, no,
my fingers don't work as well as they used to.
I'm arthritic. I can't really get into that. And my nails are brittle. So if you could just read that to me, I'd appreciate it.
I just had them done. Yeah. And I don't see too well.
No.
My glasses are in the other room. Candace, can you bring me my glasses? These are the wrong ones.
Hold on. I'm in the bathroom. I finally have an emotion. When I get done, I'll bring it.
In all seriousness, what I love about this is that how mostly these women are having a good time and they're super supportive of each other. There's not a lot of bitchiness.
No.
And just there's not a lot of brinksmanship. There will be, I'm sure.
There will be. But the best part is Jesse's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. It just bolts and lets the women read yeah. their card.
Teresa, y'all, gets the first one-on-one. A couple of things about her. This is the one who kind of looks like Dawn from Smothered to me.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did you say that before and it just didn't register for me?
I've said it before.
Listening? Okay.
No, both of those things. I've said it before and it didn't register. And you actually had the exact same reaction. It's like a goldfish.
Yeah.
And I just play along like a child of an Alzheimer's patient.
Now, if I was on this
Mom,
show, I would be the goldfish.
You told me.
Goldfish bachelor. I'd be like, did I meet you? Matt, we fucked yesterday.
Yeah, Mom.
Really?
Yeah, Mom, we moved here in 84. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Dad was a great guy. Dad was a great guy. So Teresa married at 18 because he was on leave from Vietnam. And as soon as she said Vietnam, I said, we're in a different world.
Different world than and where we come from.
And I realize a lot of younger women who are on The Bachelor, they obviously have heard the Vietnam War, but it feels super far removed.
Well, yeah, because it was 50 years ago.
Right. But they'll like saying, Vietnam, I hear it's great there. You ride on boats.
Probably the Persian Gulf is how we thought of the Vietnam when we were kids. I said the Vietnam.
You did say the Vietnam.
The Vietnam. But different, very different type of war. So, but the
time-wise. Vietnam War went on so long.
So long,
and
yes.
Killed but, I mean, so many people.
Yes, but I'm saying like time-wise, like that's probably what they're like, oh yeah, my parents talked about when they were 20-year-olds now have 40-year-old parents say, oh yeah, my parents talked about the Persian Gulf War when they were in school and kids.
Anyway,
we're that old.
I just think it raises the stakes a lot when she dropped the word Vietnam.
Yes.
And then again, the husband told her to the husband did pass away. He's like, but I want you to find love again. Basically, it was kind of like he was the deathbed and he basically went, and I want you to go fuck that guy. You go find love again and ride another dick. I think that is very, very, very generous. I would say, come closer. Beauregard, I never want you to have sex with another man ever. Because if you do, I'll know about it. And I'll give you ghost chlamydia. I'm cursing you, Beauregard. You're never going to be able to have another orgasm with a man. So you might as well just be, call it now.
That is what you would do as a ghost, too. You wouldn't haunt people. You would just give them chlamydia.
Give them ghost STIs.
Yes, ghost STIs.
I don't know how I got it. A ghost gave it to me.
Beauregard, did you get ghost gonorrhea again?
Yeah, that bitch who died gave it to me.
Yeah, happens all the time. Don't sleep ass up.
She basically, Teresa's husband says, go fuck that guy. Go fuck that guy if you need to.
Find love.
Jerry I haven't been this excited since my first date with Tony way back in the art.
You're not ruining Jerry for me. I love this man. He needs to be protected.
He's great. He's great.
He lives in the present. He's got all of his hair. I trust him.
So they're out in a classic car, and Emma from Love to See It pointed out, and I noticed this too. They dress him to match the classic cars.
You did notice that. They do. I you said that. I went, oh, she knows. Yeah. You forgot to mention of when Teresa was getting her hair done and Susan is doing her hair.
Oh, Susan and Kathy are MVPs. Oh, God, they're amazing.
We're going to talk about Susan's dress later.
They're both kind of like character actors from the 1960s.
They are. That's like a lot of Sissy says that they remind, that Joanne Worley reminds him. And I went, yes.
Joanne Worley.
I see Joanne. Yes. God, I love Joanne Worley. And if you think about it, April almost feels like a Goldie Hawn.
Yes, true.
Yeah, I can see that. So
little edgier.
Teresa's getting her hair done by Susan, and she's like, I really like it when it curls like this. And Susan says, I've been doing this hair for 35 years.
Don't you trust me? You want to back off, bitch? Back off.
And she's like, yeah, okay.
There is a little bit of, it does take a lot of chutzpah to say, no, I'm going to tell you how your hair should be.
Hey, if you told me, if you had an opinion about your makeup, I would tell you to shut up.
What if I do have opinions about makeup? I just don't say them.
They're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find you're happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
I guess I just know not to really say anything.
Can I make a choice of what key we're going to sing a song in?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
You're woefully misinformed.
Same. So are you.
Fair, fair, fair.
I had to just show you a picture, a video, and zoom in to show you how good you looked with bronzer. And you finally admitted it.
I still don't know how to put it on.
No, you don't. You look like Stacy when you do it. You look like you're doing pre-makeup to put on a Chewbacca mask. You're just like mm-hmm. ruddy and...
Basically, then they're out driving on the 5.
I looked this up, y'all. This place is up in Sun Valley. They're in, isn't the house normally in Malibu, right?
Yeah. It was a long drive.
Y'all, this is all across LA. This is not a short drive. Across LA, the sun is behind them. Her hair is flying everywhere. And they give him this fucking car that has no lights.
It kind of starts to feel like Fear Factor after a while.
What if that's what it is? Because this is terrifying for anyone, but especially...
Also, you know it's hard for him to drive at night.
Exactly. My grandma Hazel never drove at night. Never.
I noticed that my night vision isn't really good.
Oh, no.
And I'm only in my 40s, and I'm already having night vision issues.
Great. I can't drive you around at night. I can't driving you to a hookup when you're
driving
in your 60s,
this poodle.
And you get back in my car, I go to pick you up, and I'm like, why does it smell like bleach and regret?
and there's just like, I'm just like sliding all over because it's lube.
Well, I'll have a doggy towel that'll just be in my car seat.
Oh, yeah, dog blanket.
That's the best. It is. He's driving on 10 and 2. White nut. He is terrified. This is just not a good thing to do to someone. And why are they in the fucking valley all the
way?
And
she just touches his shoulder. He's like, oh, I'm feeling calm.
It does kind of weird me out how he's almost so present. I don't know. If I touch somebody's arm, maybe I would feel them breathe and relax. Or otherwise, he's just really good at narrating because he knows we need the narration. But he says, that feels really calming and settles me when you touch my shoulder like that. I love him, and I don't know. I feel like if I had sex with Gary, he would say,
he'd narrate.
Well, that feels real good when you tickle my balls like that with your index and your third finger.
Can you pinch my nipple harder, possibly? Because that... And then punch me really hard in the stomach and then pull my nipple harder as you do that.
That feels really nice when you punch me like that. Feels like I've got love inside me that my mother didn't give me.
We're ruining poor Gary.
I love Gary, but it feels a little bit of the talking.
The narration bothers me
a lot.
It would get on my nerves. Gary and I would have like 3 dates and then it would be over. I need someone with a little more teeth.
Yeah. No, yeah. Literally teeth, y'all. Poodle
no, literally
wants
someone who's going
to
use to chew on my nipples.
You're a real vampire, Poodle's into it.
Oh, I'm so into that. Like actual vampire.
Let's jump on to something else that bothered us. We're going to talk about, they meet at this place called Cadillac Jack's. What bothers, we're going to talk about a flash mob, y'all. And what makes a flash mob?
Well, first of all, it's not 2009. I was just like, what wormhole did this come out of?
Yeah.
And where's what place in central casting? And everyone's doing like, hey there, what a pop. And everyone is giving is giving so much 50s energy that it's not even like, you know, this is not a real staff. This is like the people who are actors in Pleasantville did better than this.
They did, and they literally hired like the Jersey line cook that plays the line cook in every single New York diner movie. Yeah. They found that guy.
Order up, smothered and covered. And it's actually, like, yeah. But it's also like that. No one knows This feels like
he's actually a gay man named Tyler. A lot of people don't know that. He's very flamboyant in real life. He's just a great actor.
Has beautiful petunias.
Yes. He's like, hey, ladies, got to go play my cook role again. I'll see you later.
But if you went back in this kitchen, there is nothing. No one's cooking anything.
No, there's just boxes with warmed up microwaves to
warm
it up.
Fries and shakes, and you just put it in the glass.
The menu says, when they look at the menu, it says fries, shake, or fries and shake. That's it.
There's no protein here, y'all. There's no burgers. There's no meatloaf.
No.
There's nothing.
Nope.
You're going to get
not a big boy.
You're going to get what you get because we're not here to serve you. We're here to sing a song that Gary is going to announce that was made popular by that is a song that was in the 80s, but was made really popular by Glee again. And again,
Glee,
that show was what? How old is that show?
We can't get into Glee. Oh, God, this is going to be a... There's now but a podcast like, about it that two of the cast members do.
I'm just kind of like... I think if they're trying to be relevant, maybe don't stop. And Gary's like, but you know, the most important thing is... Don't stop believing.
And she's like, oh, good? It's like that song.
Hold on to the feeling.
We said on Love to See It that he got the line wrong like 20 times. And he kept fucking up and saying like, don't stop trusting the belief. And they're like, no.
You have to believe in stopping.
Cut. Royal. Oh,
did I mess that up again?
Gary, oh, God damn it, Gary.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
God, Gary, you're beautiful to look at, but fuck. One more time.
Like, Teresa's like, can I have some more fries? Because I just need some fucking protein over here.
She's like, I'm starving.
I'm going to a diabetic coma from this shake.
Now, the conversation was really sweet because she talks to him. I mean, it was sweet. It was also what kind of guts you in the show because Teresa's like, I married my high school sweetheart. He had a kidney disease and I was at work and I told he didn't feel well. He took a turn and I rushed home and I was able to see him take his last breath.
And that's when I made the face like you told me when your mom saw the light go out of your her boyfriend's
eyes.
And
I was really worried you were going to tell this story on.
I didn't. I learned. I thought better of it because Warren Jeffs and Ellen and Roberta of being scammers
was enough.
Had gone over like lead balloons.
Yeah, lead balloons. Boom. It was, yeah, though, the same reaction when I did tell you that story about my mother.
Yeah, I just went, oh, God.
But Gary didn't have that. He took this as like, this actually felt good that they're, you know, they're not alone. They have this shared experience. And yeah.
I think she does a really good job of sharing and not trying to manipulate him. I think she's become okay with it because it's been a little longer than it was for him. Mm-hmm. And now she feels grateful to have been spent the last moments. But mm-hmm. I think it is for a lot of us who don't have like close up relationships with grief and a lot of us who are not comfortable with grief. That's what mm-hmm. I said this and because it kind of hit me when we were doing Love to See It. And I'm like, I did not expect for this to be this super insightful meditation on grief that this show has become. Because mm-hmm. all these women have had to, not all of them, but they've all had some type of grief or they've had to move through a certain struggle, much more grief and from people who passed on than in previous Bachelor franchises. Much more.
Oh, for sure. I would go on to say, this is because I've spent time working with older populations and things like that in past work stuff. And this is just, whereas you and I talk on the weekly, we bring up the fact of lube because where yes. we are as gay men, death, grief, death. It's just when you are beginning in your 60s, 70s and up, it is a common thing that it's just part of life that you're always talking about because you have friends that are dealing with it or you're dealing with it all the time.
I thought you were meaning that like we talk about lube, these women would also talk about lube.
No. I was trying to make a meta.
Because sometimes when you're a little older,
well, yeah, they need
more lube.
But yeah. I was trying to say where we talk about lube constantly.
I see. This is their lube. Death is their lube.
This is their lube. And when do we ever see these? This goes to show. When do we ever see stories about older generations and populations in
dating
the country? And dating,
never.
And we only see that they're sick, frail. We never see this kind of
right.
So we were saying again, I want Love Is Blind where they're 50 years old. That's what I want.
I think that's a great idea.
Married at First Sight.
Married
when you're
at 60. First Sight in the 40s and 50s, 60s. Yep.
Give it to me. Love After Lockup when you're 70 years old.
Yikes. No, that's gonna be We had that with Stan, with Mommy Master.
Mommy Master, yeah. Anyway.
So
y'all, this flash mob sucked.
So obviously, and I also mentioned that they bought these costumes from Nomaza.
They did.
That's why, I don't understand why this is a network show. They spent a lot of money on this. Like the music rights alone, I cannot imagine what it costs to have Don't Stop Believing. I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
But still, the props budget is $30. The props and wigs budget for this episode was maybe $100.
Let's talk about it. So the next day,
the flash mob was garbage.
It was garbage. They didn't even have the choreography.
The dancing wasn't synchronized. There was a woman just dancing, just as you said, skirt dancing.
She wasn't really dancing.
She just threw her skirt around.
She said, hey, I have a poodle skirt I can bring from home, and it looks really good when I just skirt dance with it. And the producer said, fine.
And it wasn't really, and they were giving face, but no one was, like with the flash mob, it seemed like they would try to, there was also no drone shot, which I was kind of shocked by.
You always have that.
Yeah. I don't know. I wrote down, I would hate this if someone did this to me.
I wouldn't like it.
I would hate this.
I used to would love the idea of a flash mob, but I would hate this. I'm still.
But then like 15 years passed.
Yes. And this one was terrible. So let's talk about the next. They take y'all there. So their date ends well. They kiss. It's great. They're in love. Or they're really enjoying each other and having feelings for one another. And so now today's the first group date. And y'all, if you've known from Bachelor, here comes Franco, who kind of looks like if Guy Pearce was infected with the spirit of Martin Short from what's that wedding movie? What's that wedding one called?
My best friend, not best friend.
My bride's my friend.
My bride.
Father of the bride. Yes. Boy, that took a while to get there.
My bride is my friend.
I didn't know. Anyway, Franco is here in his suit again. They're doing, like you said, these costumes are shitty. There's one is this. Sorry, I did a thumbs up. Hopefully, it doesn't do it on the.
It doesn't.
Computer.
Didn't do it okay. Right now. No, when you do it, it's not actually thumbs up. You kind of do like you're doing the chicken dance with your hand. And then something, or you're like, do something with your hand, or you flip your fingers around.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. I updated to Mac Sonoma. I'm going to turn it off. A sissy, Christopher, emailed us and told us how to take it off, so I'm going to do that. So the first thing, we don't need to go through it. There's Island of Desire. It's supposed to look like a book cover. It's with April, Jeannie, and Kathy.
It's supposed to... like some kind of Caribbean shipwreck, but I said it just kind of looked like a cult. It looked like Jim Jones.
Yeah,
it looked like Where's the Kool-Aid?
We need Lusty Winch. Like, that's what we needed. Gary puts on this long wig, though, and they're all very, very happy and, you know, having a... Oh, Gary, he's so funny. Straight man wearing a wig. So funny.
And then there's the budget wind machine, which is the leaf blower, which we bring in.
Which we've done. We've done.
Summer of Love. This is supposed to look 70s. It's more Manson family.
And also, too, like...
But the good times, like pre-Sharon Tate.
Yeah, and
so,
Gary...
But the good times.
Is it 70s or is it 60s? Because Gary looks more John Lennon 60s, not...
I don't think specificity is what this day was for. It's to make these women look ridiculous in these outfits.
Well, Leslie is upset because the 70s were my brand. I was a 70s girl. Oh, God. Y'all, what she's saying is she got Dutch George so many times in the 70s. She had the best sex of her life.
She's
in the
still
70s.
Not over Prince.
And she's not. Who is from the 80s? I just want to bring that up.
And the irony of she probably had an outfit on like this when Prince said, "Hey, want to come home and want me to fuck you?"
Oh, is that? Oh, we have a Prince voice now,
that's
do we?
Prince voice. Yeah, that's my Prince voice. Actually, no, it's a very quiet voice that he had.
And then when he's coming, he goes, quiet. "I just want to fuck you, da, 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 da."
Yes, yes. Gone too soon. Jesus Gone too fucking soon. Christ.
Gone too soon. So she's pissed off. That's okay because
I'm okay to be upset. It's okay to be, I'm allowed to feel upset.
Put a pin in that because I think we're going to hear that later episodes. Next is Road to Passion, which actually, this is only two women, Edith and Leslie. That's it. They're sitting on a bike.
This was the sexiest costume.
This was the best one, I thought. And Leslie's like, well, I made it work. Oh, I just made it. And you know she went around telling everyone, I didn't get what I want, but I made it work.
Yes.
I made it work. Kathy, Susan, did you see? I made it work.
So then, which I... think could have been X'd out this time around. The brides, the wedding dresses look, which is not really from an era.
No, it totally just jumped the shark.
Because it's The Bachelor. And I don't know why someone said, maybe some of these women might be triggered from this. But Nancy was... She immediately said, I think this reminds me of the best day of my life, when I married the love of my life. I imagine one of the women would say, Gary, I heard Nancy talking about a man who was the love of her life and her late husband. I don't think you'll ever measure up, Gary.
you'll never, that's Kathy. I don't think it's going to happen, Gary.
She's still in love with her husband who's dead.
In love, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should have seen her face.
Yeah.
So Nancy's very upset, and I get it. And I did take issue when she said the last time I wore a wedding dress, the way she said it was kind of like the last time I had veal parmesan. Yeah. Wearing a wedding dress is not something you're supposed. Intended really to do more than once.
No, not, no, hopefully.
You have, but it's not something you do weekly or every few years.
Unless you're Elizabeth Taylor.
True. I just thought it was a really strange thing that she could, that I guess that was how strong the feeling was, but it was just a strange way of saying, the last time I wore a wedding dress.
The last time I wore a wedding dress. I wanted to ask you too, because we don't talk about the whole thing, but Leslie and Gary have a conversation and she shows, this is a little earlier, and she shows Gary her hearing aids and he goes, oh,
I
my.
I love this.
It's a very big bonding moment. So, and he's like, oh, and she's
you
like, I can hear you.
Whisper sweet nothings in my ear.
So we, y'all here at Reality Gaze, we have an exclusive clip that we got this from, not the executive producer. We got this from a PA at The Bachelor who's tired of bringing coffee to people. And we actually have an audio clip of what Gary said in her ear. Poodle, can you play that, please?
Yes. Here we go.
I want to go with you to the very top of my house and sit and watch the sunset with you and just be with you. And then as we drink wine later on, I'm quite a wine connoisseur, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
As we drink wine later on, I put my arm around you. And then I let it go down and I tweak your little nipple because you're not wearing a bra. I hope that secret is shared between just you and I. Later on, we'll make the beast with two backs. You know what I'm talking about? We combine together.
This is not what state, I wanted.
In a state of sexual bliss.
This whisper
the last time I was in a state of sexual bliss God. Was with my late wife, Tony. It was a much, they edited out a lot on.
They edited
out a lot. It looked like it was like three words, but it went on. It actually went on for a good like 20 90 minutes. Seconds.
Wow. That was not what I was expecting.
But that I was what was said. That was an actual clip.
That was an actual clip.
We have clips now, obviously. So.
Apparently we do.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's Gary's birthday. It's Gary's birthday. We're having a party.
There's I want to just bring up before we do that. he does give Nancy the rose.
Oh, thank you.
Because he says, I've noticed, Nancy, that something is off. And I'm like, what did you notice? Like her face was bloated, like she'd been crying.
Yeah.
You're so perceptive.
Way
Gary.
To go, Gare.
And anyway, so she's going to give her the rose. And I just want to bring up this one talk with Jeannie because that he has with her. And I forgot she was even there, but they're talking about Woodstock in the 60s, and he's like, do you remember where you are when Woodstock? And she's like, yeah, I was wanting to go, but I had a baby.
What?
Had to have a baby.
What? A baby?
Yeah, I really wanted to go. I was on the way to the farm and everything, and I birthed the baby right there. Unfortunately, we had to turn around. And that's such a mother poodle thing. I can see my mother saying, well, I wanted to go to Woodstock too. Father Poodle would be completely at home. Little Jaybird and Jaylene Bird couldn't go.
Someone else
had to see Jimi Hendrix.
I could have gone, but my kids probably would have died.
My mother did tell me she wanted to go to Woodstock. Yeah, but and I think she told me that she couldn't either get off work at her job at the bank or something like that, or she was a teenager and her mother wouldn't let her go or something like that.
What year? Yeah, because 69.
So she was probably, my mom was born in like 50. So she would have been a young teenager.
Yeah. She was 50. She was born in 50, the same year as my mother.
Yeah, because how old's your mom?
70, it's 50. So this is 2023. My mom's, it will be 50, 73. So they were 19 then.
I think my mom is 70. My mom's a little younger than your mom, I think.
Oh, okay. So she would have been, still in high school. Oh, no.
She really wanted to go, though.
Was your mom, wait, are you a little poodle or are you a little mother poodle? Is that where you get it from?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Where do you get it from?
Uh-oh, I hear the painters in your apartment.
Oh, God. No, it's they're fucking with their ladder again.
I just wish they just settle with that ladder.
It's the loudest thing in the world.
All right. So,
yes, we...
Y'all, we need to talk about Susan's fringe dress at this birthday party.
Oh, this is giving everything. You nailed it when you said this is definitely bought from a dance consignment store.
Yes.
Like this is a dance costume.
Yes. Kind of like, I imagined it's like in Hairspray when they go to Mr. What's-His-Name's costume hut.
Oh,
our apparel for big women.
Pinky, Mr. Pinky's.
Mr. Pinky's, they go to that instead.
Big and tall, I feel like, for big women, yeah.
Yes, Susan, where she's from, in New Jersey or whatever, there's just a place called like Gary's Dance Outfits.
We used to have Danny's Dance House here in Los Angeles.
But I feel like this is not, it's not a dancer costume place. It's an actual clothing place, but the man just sells dancer costumes for
yes.
people to wear in the real world.
This fringe dress was made so it moves well when it dances.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Susan is, it's, she's, yeah, she's living it up.
She probably showed up in something that was lewd. And they got this from Dancing with the Stars. Very yep. last yeah. minute.
Yeah, Susan showing her nipple again. Showing her nipple. Well, can we get her a dress, please?
Now, she
this
is...
This slut, she comes in everything.
She's impressing Gary with, y'all, her balls. I mean, her meatballs that are.
I've been up making a sauce, my ragu. I've been up making my chicken piccata. I got the meatballs, the sausage peppers. That's what I do. I cook. I've been up since 4:30. I never sleep anymore.
She's going to cook. Everyone's going to have the worst reflux that night when they go to bed on those bunk
beds. I totally agree. And if you tell Susan that her meatballs are dry, she's going to stab a fork in your eye.
She's going to kill you with the pizza cutter. Just slice yeah. you open.
Anyway, the last thing about this is, of course, Susan is the one who jumps out of the cake.
Of course. Natasha gets in it later. It doesn't matter, y'all, because Natasha hugs Gary and he says, "You're a great hugger, like my widowed wife." And I went,
"Kiss
you're gone.
Of death.
Bam, bye.
Bam. No, no one ever says, "I'm so attracted to you when you hug me." It means like, "You're a great hugger like my late wife and also my mom."
So you hug like my mom. We're almost at the rose ceremony. Real quick, Joan is, she's this pretty blonde woman sitting on the bed. How soon is this for Joan that her, is she said 2 years, right?
It's 2 years, but it feels like 2 weeks.
It really does.
And I think Joan, I don't think Joan has dated much
no.
since her husband passed, because anytime she's starting to talk to a man, basically all she could say is, my late husband. And do you ever feel guilty about like doing things? Do you ever feel guilty about your late husband's, like your partner's birthday? Cause like you're here and they're not. I'm mm-hmm. like, honey, that's like the second stage of grief.
Yeah, she can't even look at pictures.
She does not need to be there.
No.
Joan needs to be sent home.
She does need to be. You know what? I'm so glad you said that. I sent this to 2 Black Girls, One Rose. We were asking in our pod with them, which I just heard from our producer who just texted me. I saw the text. That's going to air tomorrow, by the way, y'all, at 11:11 a.m. Pacific time, which that episode's going to drop.
The Love is Blind.
The Love is Blind
with two black girls, one rose.
2 Black Girls, 1 Rose, and 2 Marys.
And 2 Marys, not 2 Rosebuds.
No, because we don't want you to Google it. But we talked about Marina. Where the fuck did Marina go? Did you see on the Instagram of The Golden Bachelor?
We talked about it. I was going to love to see it.
Oh, we did see it. So, we've done so many collabs. I don't even remember what's it. We were like, where'd Marina go? Well, they didn't say what. She had a family emergency, something to do with her kids. So she FaceTimed Gary with Jesse, and it was just, it was like a 10-minute segment of how you should parent your kids and always put your kids first. Because she's like, well, I had to put my kids first. I'm not going to tell you what happened because I don't want to tell you that my kid got married in Vegas to some slut and I had to go break up this marriage or whatever, or my kid's on drugs again. She didn't say any of that. She just said, I had something with my kids, had to go. And he kept saying, well, that's what you do. You do things with your kids because you put your family first. And then they get off the FaceTime call and Jesse says, it's like a therapy where Jesse says, how did you feel about that? Well, you got to put your family first and your kids first. Like they just, I'm like, I get it.
One cares. He was never going to pick her anyway.
Like we want to know what happened.
Anyway. Later on, Faith worries that he's forgotten her. Y'all, mark my words now. Faith is going to be a nervous nightmare. She's never, right. Cause I got the first impression, Rose, and it's nothing happens. And then Ellen, he gives her the gift of the picture that they had from their shoot. Ellen the scammer. She did say, I haven't felt special in a really long time. So I love that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you haven't felt as special since the last time you won big in Atlantic City and on your last score. Ellen.
Isn't it kind of sad though, that this is airing and Roberta never saw it.
Allegedly.
Oh Jesus. Let's talk about the rose ceremony.
There was never a relationship.
I saw your eyes widen, though, when I said that you wanted to feel and you had to quickly turn it off.
I had to turn it off.
So the rose ceremony, Gary's already crying. And it's Leslie, Joan, Edith, Sandra, Susan, Christina, Faith. Oh, thank God she makes the cut. And last but not least, our calendar girl, April.
And Kathy.
And then they're going to put Kathy last a lot,
Sweet
y'all.
Pea.
Because she is always going to just be so fucking nervous. Because I think Kathy is a child of an alcoholic and always want to know when the ball's going to drop.
Kathy's sitting over there like a chihuahua, just shaking her head. Please let it be me. Please let it be me.
Like a scared chihuahua. So they're crying. So Kathy gets the last rose. Y'all, Natasha's going home. Jeannie goes home.
The woman who didn't wear a lot of makeup is going home, who Peggy, we barely knew. Is
Peggy
that her name?
Goes home. Mm-hmm. And then we have a last clip of Natasha saying, look, they need to get some seats for the Golden Bachelor because I've had two knee replacements and I'm tired.
We need to sit down.
Sit down.
You know this was like 7:30 at night and bedtime is strictly 9:00.
Yes. Yes.
They watch Diagnosis Murder and call it a night.
Oh, God. I used to love that show.
Anyway, I think that's
the show.
We said this was going to be a short show, but of course it wasn't.
It wasn't. It never is when we say that. Y'all, that's your Golden Bachelor episode 2. Sorry, I hiccups. Episode 2. We're going to be here for episode 3. You know what? If you want to listen to this show ad-free for your pleasure, how can you do that, Poodle?
You can join RG Plus, and you can join that on either Patreon or Supercast.
Or Apple subscriptions for this
$8. Yes, the $8 tier.
The whole enchilada tier will give you the shows ad-free.
Yes.
So that'll give you Love After Lockup, which is so good right now. We've got Love is Blind. We're about to get to the finale of that next week.
Selling Sunset will be in November.
So you're just getting, right now, October's hand-tossed, y'all. You're getting it all.
Hand-tossed in October. November will be, I don't know, November is, we need to think about how we're branding.
It's just now October 6th, yeah. So we've got time to prepare. Be sure to listen to our collab with Love to See It on their podcast feed, and listen to our episode tomorrow about Love is Blind with Two Black Girls, One Rose. And that'll be on those are all on public feeds.
Yes, Love to See It on their feed, Two Black Girls, One Rose on our feed.
Poodle, And I think that's it. Go to realityguys.com, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, unless you're a normal bachelor person that didn't like anything that we said because you wanted a cover of this.
Don't watch and just don't listen.
Don't listen, and you don't need to leave a review at all. That's fine. For some of you that do, though, want to leave a review, if you leave 5 stars, and you can say, keep going, Queens, if you don't know what to write in there.
KGQ.
And until next time, we will see you next week here on Reality Guys as we cover Golden Bachelor. But Poodle,
when we ask the question again,
yes,
will you accept our rosebuds? Wow.
I think that's it.
And it's awful. I don't think we can do it. I don't know
if we can do it. Let us know if you have a better sign off than will you accept our rosebud. Let us know.
Wow.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm